The next, this is Dr. Olivero dictating for the 31st of January of the year 2024. The first patient is Linda Russell. The last day is the clinical case of an 84-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. Period. The patient has been suffering from back pain for a lengthy period of time, and she used to take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. She has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperuricemia, and she has cysts in her kidneys. All of these comorbidities play a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. Period. Lately, the patient has been more stable. The pain is under control. And today she comes with a laboratory workup that was done January the 25th of 2024. Serum creatinine 1.38, the estimated GFR 38. There is a significant improvement. The patient does not have protein in the urine. The urinary sediment is without any activity whatsoever. The patient is feeling better. Number two, during the last visits, the patient had a tendency to have low hemoglobin. The hemoglobin was 11.1 grams per percent. We ordered iron studies that have been reported negative, folate, and that is above 20, B12 that is within range, and the hemoglobin has gone up to 11.5 grams. We also tried to find autoimmune process or evidence of inflammation. The sedimentation rate and the CRP are within normal range. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is 111 over 69. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, the degenerative brain disease that is under control, and the patient has a history of hyperuricemia. The uric acid later reported was 6.4. In general, the patient is in stable condition. Very much improved. She's going back to Ohio, and we are going to give her an appointment to see us in November of this coming of this year with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 8 minutes in the documentation.